This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. When a fellow Christian sins, how do you react? With jokes or with tears? Our passage today is Job, chapters 15 through 17. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
During the past year, there have been a number of revelations and accusations of misdeeds committed by some Christians in highly visible ministries. A lot of people have made comments about it, including a number of Christian leaders. And in many cases, the comments were accompanied by jokes and barbs aimed at the people involved. But a few weeks ago, I heard a well-known Christian leader interviewed on national TV. When asked about these things, he said simply, "Yes, I'm quite aware of them, and they have caused me to shed lots of tears." I was struck by his manner and his reply. While most people were joking, this man had been weeping over people in trouble and over events that had brought reproach to the name of Christ. And how about you and me? What is our response to reports of misdeeds by our brothers and sisters in Christ? Are we quick to condemn? Are we quick to pass on gossip? Or do we plead with God for the man or woman in question? It's easy to snicker and to take on a holier-than-thou attitude, but it's more profitable to pray. In today's passage, once again, we see Job's friends doing everything but comforting him. They try to expose some hidden transgression. They cast doubt on the integrity of his family. They bring his honesty into question and imply that he has obtained his wealth by dishonest means. And in chapter 16, verse 21, Job cries out, "Oh, that one might plead for a man with God, as a man pleads for his neighbor." That's the need. Rather than punishing people with words that are as sharp as knives, we need to pray for them with words that are directed by the Spirit of truth. It is through prayer that we can help hurting people focus their eyes on Christ. The Bible challenges us to run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Remember that through our suffering, we can be made stronger in our faith and our walk of daily discipleship. When we stay close to the Lord, tests and trials don't weaken us, but help us grow stronger and stronger. And during the painful process, the Bible tells us to consider Him, that is Jesus Christ, who endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest we be wearied and faint in our minds. Through prayer, we can encourage that focus in others. Is there a person you know who is suffering right now? Will you take a few minutes and pray for that individual? Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, this guide will help you establish a consistent Bible reading schedule. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, where you can turn when everyone turns away, from Job chapters 18 and 19 on Daily Discipleship.